What's up?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Trey? How you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, I'm ready.
Awesome. All right, so we're doing this project in my Kinesiology 102 class where we have to interview a senior or someone who has already gone through kinesiology and kind of knows what they're doing. And
right.
I'm really interested in becoming a physical therapist and maybe going to grad school here for that. And so
yeah.
I thought it'd be a good idea to just kind of hit you up and ask you what your experience was like and what I can learn from that.
Yeah, for sure.
So just to clarify, you were a student here at APU?
I did my undergrad at Sonoma State University.
Okay. And then but you're here for grad school now.
Yeah, I'm in the doctorate program for physical therapy.
Okay. So what's the like specific degree you're hoping to graduate with and at grad school here?
It's called a DPT, so you're a doctor. Previously it used to be a master's. People would have an MPT or an MSPT. And they've added an extra schooling. It used to be a 2-year degree. Now it's 3 years. It's an effort to try and make more well-rounded physical therapists, in terms of being able to diagnose, and kind of just make them more autonomous, so that we don't have to rely on doctor referrals or doctor diagnoses. So we can kind of just be more autonomous and be better healthcare practitioners. So it's a DPT.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what kind of
credentials
or certifications do you have right now in terms of just like, I don't know if you have your CSCS yet or any?
No, I mean, I just have my bachelor's in kinesiology with emphasis in exercise science. I don't have any other credentials. Getting CSCS. That's it. That's all I have right now.
Okay. So what is your path kind of looking like right now as far as after grad school? When are you planning to finish and what kind of is your career goal?
Sure. So I'll be done here in December of 2020. And after that, I'm looking to do a residency. So after you're done with physical therapy, you can specialize in kind of different sectors of PT, whether that be orthopedics, you can do like sports, you can do so you take a year and you kind of do a residency similar to what MDs and ODs and other doctors do, is you'll go work at a specific site under supervision with other PTs, and you'll kind of just hone your skills. And, you know, you just put, I'm not sure what the required amount of hours is, but you have a certain set amount of hours that you do, that you put in under supervision on yourself. And it just helps to kind of give you another certification, another specialization to kind of set you apart. I would like to do an orthopedic clinical specialty. So that would kind of prepare me to be more kind of an outpatient post-surgery or just like any type of movement specialist. As far as I've thought right now, trying to just get through PT school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So are you, you're not currently working then, are you, or are you, do you have a job right now?
No, I'm a full-time PT student, and that's kind of what most PT schools recommend. I'm here 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. week just for class.
Yeah.
Or I'm only here till noon. I'm still here in the library till 6, 7 p.m. It's like full 10 to 12-hour work days of just studying. Like if you had a really lenient job that didn't mind you studying on the job, you know, I don't know if you were like a lifeguard or you worked like a hotel lobby, you might be able to squeeze it in, but they pretty much recommend you. Yeah. Can you see me?
Okay.
Connor. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You still hear me?
Okay, we're back. I'm back.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, so they pretty much just recommend that you just take school full time, just because there's so much extra studying and extra time you have to put in outside of class. You there? Yeah, you still there, Connor?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Shoot.
No? Can't hear me?
Hey, can you hear me, Trent? Hello? Shoot.
What's going on?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, awesome. We're back. Sweet. So we were just talking about how you don't have a job right now, but you're a full-time student.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got like a crazy echo. You hear me? Connor, you there?
Hello?
What's up?
All right, sweet.
Working. Okay, cool.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
All right. So we were just talking about how you're a full-time student here trying to get your DPT. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah. And how it's a bad idea to work at the same time. Do you hear me? Connor, are you there?